Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Are you ready as a property agent for the commencement of the new anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing requirement? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Friday, the 29th of May, 2026.
Let's start with the anti-money laundering counter-terrorism financing legislation and how that's going to impact your business from the 1st of July, which is only about 33 days away. So it's coming. We've been talking about it. People have been getting stressed about it. You know, we've really got to make sure that we're on top of this now. So it will impact property agents, how we onboard clients, how we manage sales transactions, how we implement compliant agency practices right through what our businesses do. So in summary, what do you got to do? You've got to enrol with AUSTRAC, you know, which is the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre. Let's just call it AUSTRAC, too hard to remember all the other words. And you need to do that by the 30th of June. Yes, you've got to the end of the July, but you know, this all kicks off on 1 July. So let's get registered by the 30th of June. You need, as part of that process, you need to appoint a responsible compliance officer within your business. You need to prepare and commence implementing your AML CTF policies and procedures. So as of 1st of July, what do you need to do? You need to conduct verification of identity, so VOI, and know your customer checks for every sales process. Now that's includes residential, commercial, industrial, retail, rural businesses. You need to assess and monitor client risk. You need to, most importantly, report suspicious matters to AUSTRAC, which is an online reporting system. You need to develop and implement a system for the maintenance of your records for a 7-year period that relate to the AML CTF processes. And every 3 years, you will undergo an independent AML CTF audit. Now, that's got nothing to do with your usual annual trust account audits. This is a separate audit altogether. So, you know, just it all sounds very daunting. And we're hearing lots of questions and statements every single day from agents and, you know, who to go to with, who to engage as a third party, you know, a whole range of things here. So, you know, we've been meeting with both virtually and physically with a lot of the third party providers and examining the offerings that they're putting out there for property agents. In essence, all of the AUSTRAC approved providers will support you through the VOI, the verification process, the know your customer process, the customer due diligence process. But it's kind of, you know, where to from here? So we've been dealing with one provider, and that's the agency portal or agency AML, and they're backed by a legal firm, Riverstone Partners, and I've talked about them before, and I did a video that we put out there a couple of weeks ago. And they're an experienced legal firm in the AML CTF practitioner space. They've been doing that for quite some time from a financial perspective. What this system does, it embeds all of the AML checks directly into the transaction workflow. It reduces risk, the administration, the duplication of processes. So it's trying to make it easier for agents. The key benefits of their program are a reduced compliance burden on the agent, clear audit trails, faster transaction progress, and you know their claims are lower risk exposure. Now, one of the major benefits that I see with this particular provider, which is Agency AML, is that there are no subscriptions or long-term contracts that you're going to be entering into in terms of your verification checks. And those verification checks are as low as $6 per check for individuals. This means that you can use the system, see if it's right for you and your agency, and continue along that pathway if you choose. Another benefit with Agency AML is payment is made at settlement and only if the property settles. So no settlement, no fee. So Agency AML system includes the entire sales process. It removes the need for an agency to have a trust account, a sales trust account, and also it removes that need for agencies to spend that significant time on the administrative side of processing vendors and purchases through the sales process, which, you know, is something that all agents deal with on a daily basis. So we are, to get more of the information out there, we're hosting a training event with Agency AML which is on the 11th of June. More information will be going out via a special newsletter going out today to everyone on our system. You'll be able to find that on our website. And what that training session will get you is a drafted program tailored to real estate operations. It's completed, you know, you'll look at the completing a risk assessment framework based on your agency profile specifically, looking at internal AML policy structures ready for inclusion into your day-to-day practices. You'll look at a practical staff training roadmap and a defined pathway for ongoing compliance. So, guys, check out our website. Check out the newsletter that we'll send out in the next, I think it's starting to go out about now, which is early Friday morning, but, you know, you can hop onto that. You can see more of the other video that I did, obviously all on our YouTube channel, Australian College of Professionals, obviously. This is really important. Make sure that you investigate it. If you're not using this system, you need to look at a system that is going to be right for you. So encourage you to look more at that. You know, the program is actually being run by AML professionals. So first guy, Neil Jeans, he's the co-author of the AUSTRAC Starter Kit. So he knows what he's talking about. And Luke McKenty is the CEO of Agency AML. And they've got years of experience in this so they can, you know, answer those questions that you may well have.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.